views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sheer Alchemy with you, with me, Leslie Fontaine. Today we have a show called Visions, Dreams, and Procrastination. Have you been there? Have you been in that place where you get the great idea? You're sitting over a cup of coffee. It comes to you. You get excited. Maybe you spend a couple of days thinking some more about it. Maybe you step into it for a week or so. And then, for whatever reason, you let it hang on the vine for a bit. And there can be all kinds of reasons that come up for you as to why you put this thing aside or get nervous. So there's this handy little thing called fear that gets in the way of a lot of things that we want to step into. And we're going to talk about how procrastination is another form of it. You know, we've talked about the empty place. We've talked about feeling alone. We've talked about abandonment. We've talked about how we don't want to do it by ourselves, and or we don't think we're good enough. Is that you? Have you had a dream? Have you had a desire? Something that you want to create? Something that you want to do? And, you know, I talk about dreams and desires, and I don't want you to think that it's always some new company, new product, new big adventure. It can be something as simple as the way you show up at work, the way that you handle your children, the way that you step into some new spiritual level that you're attempting, some new thing that you learn or decide to go to school for. It doesn't have to be this big thing you're trying to create. This fear business can get in the way of so many reasons that we're here. So the key today is identifying the fear, what it's about. And procrastination completely has its source in fear. So we want to talk about that. And I can definitely tell on myself in so many ways about how I allow procrastination to step into what I'm attempting to do at any point in time. So can you? One thing you guys know about me by now is that we tell on ourselves. We are honest. We don't say, I don't know, until we've really thought about it. Often when we say, I don't know what it is, I don't know what we want, it is an excuse. It's a mask. It's a way of hiding from pain. I promise you that. When we are hiding from pain, that means we don't want to feel it. When we don't feel it or we don't go there, we can't expose it. When we expose things to the light, bring it to the surface, we then have a decision to make. The decision is, do I want to step through this? Do I want to move past this situation and do it differently this time? I was just in Portland, Oregon, speaking about how we have hit certain blocks many, many times. So the decision this time is, do you want it to be different? Or do you want to be sitting around next year explaining to friends or acquaintances, let me tell you why it, whatever it is, doesn't work. Why I couldn't. why others are in my way, why my schedule doesn't allow. All those things are reasons that you've told yourself before. The next thing you know about me is that once we expose ourselves and we tell on ourselves and we let ourselves feel that twinge of pain and we make the decision, yes, I want to step into it. We still haven't done anything. We haven't gotten a divorce. We haven't quit our job. We haven't changed anything. It is merely the shifting of our energy and our intention. But in that moment, that powerful, powerful moment, you are setting a new direction for yourself to step into all that you are. So think about the last five times that you have had a thought of something great that you want to create, something different that you want to do. This time, I'm challenging you to make it different. So if you haven't thought about it, and you haven't thought about how to go into that thought, dream, or idea, then sit on it a bit. Sit on it for the whole show today. Get out a piece of paper. Draw that line down the middle. The dreams, the thoughts, the ideas on one side, and on the other side, the reasons why you have not chosen to step into it. So the number that we would like for you to call today is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. On that site, you're going to find some of the products I offer in terms of clearing your energy field, how to step into abundance, whatever that abundance meaning is for you. You're going to find out when I'm coming to your town and some of the classes and teleclasses that I'm teaching. And you're going to be able to sign up for some sessions with me to clear. I'd like to make it clear that on this show, when you present something profound, like what's going on in your heart, what you're choosing to do, we will work deeply and quickly as much as we can. But beyond the radio, if we need to, we'll talk again, all right? Because I respect and I honor the fact that you have called and presented a situation that you are choosing to move through. But that's what we're about. I have talked with so many fantastic people who are making big, big changes in their lives. They're wanting to do something different. But again, the procrastination or the fear of going it alone show up over and over and over again. So let's break down procrastination briefly. And we're going to talk about it in our next half after the break. And that is when procrastination shows up, and maybe you're in the middle of it right now, take a look at the energies. Look at it where it's showing up in your field right now, if it's showing up in your solar plexus or in your heart space. Sense whether it's a feeling of inadequacy, if it's a feeling that you can't do it, it's a feeling of what if I fail, and then identify what's failure. I often ask people all the time, they'll tell me, oh, I just want security. What does security mean to you? Really? What is security? Is it a house? Is it income? Is it a car? Is it a partner? What is security to you? So what is failure to you? Is it that other people will shame you? Is it that you have some concept of a certain amount of money you're going to make and you don't have the assurance that that's going to happen? Break it down. Let's get very, very honest about why you're not starting, what the block is really about. That's how we can work on this. If we really open up to the core fear of what it is. A lot of people think that if they have a dream, they should be making a living off of it right away. And often, that's not really coming from them. It's coming often from the pressure either of our society or loved ones who have a very A or B, black or white, linear way of thinking You're either making a living from this or that. Really? Is that all you can do? Is that all you can do? I think you can do so much more. So let me give you the phone number one more time. It's 800-930-2819. We're going to be talking about how procrastination shows up in your field as a fear and what you're ready to release today. This is a real opportunity today, and I always appreciate the callers that are brave enough to step in. So now we're going to head off to break, and we'll be back to take our first call.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Hello, we're back on the fabulous topic of visions, dreams, and procrastination. What is your vision? What is your dream today? What is it that you have been wanting to do? You know, I was speaking recently that many of the dreams and desires we've had have been with us for years, decades. and we still have not stepped into them. Then we get this fear that it's too late. We aren't applying ourselves. We aren't stepping into all that we are. We're going to fail. We get all of these disappointing experiences within our field, and we start shaming ourselves, and we give ourselves the shoulds and all the reasons that we are failing somehow because we have not done it now. I take a look every once in a while at a lot of goal-oriented teaching, and I'm always fascinated, you know, and when I speak, I talk about, did you get that book? Did you do the 8 steps? Did you do the 13 things? Did you fill out all the forms? And you're still not doing it. If you're still not doing it, that's not what the problem is. It's not just motivation. It's not just that you're not interested in doing it. It's not just anything. There is a reason in your field. There's a reason in a lot of the agreements you have to not step into what you're doing. So that's the excitement of this. Sometimes we have an idea that if we step into all that we are, it shouldn't hurt and it shouldn't feel bad to take a look at some things. Why not? Where did you get that? I think a lot of times we see so many messages about affirmations and thinking positive and speaking positive. And I totally agree with, you know, applying your consciousness and making sure that you are just not deliberately going down the rabbit hole with a bunch of negativity, that you do an energy switch in your field and go, why am I doing this? And often we're trying to talk ourselves into why we can't perform. We'll even use depression at times, and I'm not slighting chronic depression in any way, but we'll use different things to become lethargic, paralyzed, and then explain to ourselves, oh, not today. I can't do it today. That's what we want to look at. That's what we want to expose within us. There's a reason these things come up in our field. If any of you are on the spiritual path and you're stepping into all that you are, you want to take a look at this next opportunity to step into grandeur. Because as you release these blocks, contracts, agreements that keep you operating at a level below your potential, then you are shifting not only for yourself, but for everyone around you. So think about the chronic habits you have that show up to prevent you or stop you from taking the chance, from risking stepping into that great idea, that new opportunity, that courageous moment. So let's take a look at our first call here. We've got Diane in Arlington, I believe.
That's right.
Hey, Diane, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. It's a good topic. It looks like you're looking to write a book or you're in the midst of it.
Well, I haven't even started.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking about it. I really want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got this great storyline. I have some of it written.
Yeah.
But it's not put together, and I just haven't even, I mean, I'm even dreaming that I'm writing the book.
Uh-huh.
And in reality, I'm not.
So, it's not time, right? You've got the time.
Oh, I've got time, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've got the time. And you've got the idea.
Yeah.
You've got the inspiration.
Yep.
And so, you know, when someone says, well, Diane, why don't you just sit down and do it and set a time for yourself, which I know nobody has ever told you. What comes up within your field? Tell me what happens if I say, all right, Diane, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., what comes up in your field? Just stop a second and notice where it's at.
It's in my stomach.
Is it?
It's in my stomach a little bit. I kind of feel a little nervous,
okay.
I think, because of exposing myself.
Exposing
through
yourself.
Story. Yeah.
Okay. So is there any sense of, well, what if other people read it? Or is it just exposing yourself to yourself?
No, I don't mind people reading it. I want them to. I want it to be a success. I just get a little afraid of, you know, what if my dear friend might read it, or what if someone close to me reads it and says, "What's that about?"
And so is the fear of reputation? Is it the fear that they won't love you anymore? I want to really break this down, because when they say, what's that about, is that a critical statement? Is that
Okay. More like being critical of me and saying, oh, well, this isn't any good. You know?
And so are
you careful of who you talk to your goals about? And then, you know, so then I am careful about that. But then at the same time, then I just kind of keep it inside.
Of course. Of course. And then we let it stop us completely, because everything that we're stepping into is really bigger than just what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, because then I think about people that are around me that are, you know, might criticize me because they have in the past.
Right.
And then I always think, oh, yeah, you know, I probably should just not even do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I spent a weekend talking on this topic before we did a clearing in the whole room, which is, you know, are we careful about the ones with whom we share our baby? I gave this example of taking a newborn baby and putting it out in the middle of the freeway and just hoping a truck doesn't run over it. And that's just about what we do with our dreams, with our passions, with our desires, is that we want certain people in our lives to be what they're not. We want them to offer support that they don't. And the idea of drawing in support that's from a higher level, from a supportive angle, feels frightening, because we can't imagine we can do it.
Mm.
And we can't imagine that we're that precious and that we're that valuable and that it means something. Because when you're telling on yourself in this book, Diane, when you're exposing some things that are very deep and very powerful like that, there's healing in it, isn't there?
Yeah.
And so when you think about what you're allowing to stop the healing, you're allowing critical energies, a feeling of less than from these very people that you're healing in many ways will be about. Because forget who these people are, whether it's loved ones, acquaintances, whatever. Forget all of it. If you break it down to an energy, it's the same energy. It's the same energy of a critical energy that is not going to allow you to step into all that you are. And then you will once again go, well, I guess I'm not good enough. Well, I guess I can't do it. So,
yeah, and that's in my own head, too, of saying those things, too.
Right.
Like, so, well, you know, you probably wouldn't do very well at it anyway.
Yeah, I see. So this isn't the first time at this rodeo, is it, Diane?
No, I've been wanting to do this book for a couple of years, and it's just a great idea. I mean, I've talked about it. I've sent some of my pieces of it to a couple of friends. They absolutely love it, and then they love the idea, and I'm like, and then I'm just not moving forward.
Okay. All right. So the next step, is there any fear of success with it, or is there fear of failure?
I think it's no, because I want to write for myself. It's not really about success or failure. It's just a matter of writing, and I'm just that block of saying, where do you start? You know, and then that self-doubt creeps in of, well, you know, you really don't write very well. that kind of thing, you know?
These all seem really handy, Diane. Have you written down all these reasons for yourself and just go, yeah, I agree. I'm terrible. I agree. I'm not very good. I agree.
No, I haven't done that, but it's
pretty much
sure it's in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. So are you ready to be done with it? That's the thing.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, when stepping into stuff, we then have a responsibility for carrying it out, don't we?
Yes. So, yeah, I really want to write this book.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a little clearing with you right now.
Okay.
And what I'd like you to do is really set the intention that your desire is honest. And I want you to notice where the blocks show up. You've already said in your solar plexus it's showing up. I'm getting a lot in your throat space and in your heart space.
And my feet.
Yeah. But if we say that tomorrow you're going to begin, I want you for the rest of this week to notice what happens at 9:05, 9:10, 9:15, and that you sit at that table, you know, until 10 o'clock. And if you've done nothing, to write out everything that came to you about why you're not doing it. It's going to be really interesting to you. You think you know all the reasons, but there's a lot of reasons you don't. You've talked about 13 different things, right? Even from I don't know where to start. Is that true? You do know where to start. You start. And so there's pieces that you've already sent. You said there's friends that don't like it. Then you told me there's friends that do like it. So it's an interesting combination of things in your field. You've got support. So now it's really stepping into power and supporting yourself. So I'm just going to bring in some of the masters and the archangels right now. And we're going to get into your security center because there's something about that. But one thing, Diane, is to really allow some of the healing energies to come through you. If, as you write and as you choose to put words down, think about the healing that's the opportunity out of these words. Think about the people that are reading this that you don't even know, that as they see this, it allows them to consider whether they want to stay stuck as well. And you can even begin writing about, I'm not writing because I don't know what my block is, and here are some things that I think it might be, and, you know, I'm all over the block just like all of us. So just really allow yourself to tell on yourself. That's so, so key, because often our pride and our ego will tell us, well, you've got to be perfect first before you begin, and that's really, really not true. So we're bringing in your ministering spirits now. We're bringing in your guidance team, and I hope that you can invite them in yourself right now. We're going into your heart space, and there's definitely some core wounding in your heart space about your value, your truth, whether you're here on purpose, whether you matter. We're just clearing out any core fear that if you put your life on paper, that you'll be exposed, you'll be abandoned. You won't be loved. We're clearing out some issues in your telepaths, which is your intuitive guidance. Some of the distractions that seem to come up for you over and over again. And this is something that you can come in and bring in, you know, Saint-Germain to clear out any negativity, clear out any energies in your space that prevent you from stepping into all that you are. The other thing is the perfectionism. Perfectionism's another excuse that we use sometimes when we're afraid of being exposed. So Source is not harmful. Source doesn't do damage. Let's just allow that beautiful cosmic white light to come through your field right now. And just to feel how your message is not an accident. It's not a mistake. It's right on time. And it's come around again for you, so that means it's still there, still important. I see your inner child just kind of looking for approval, kind of looking for the conditional love it's used to. So unconditional love is not harming, is not shaming, is not humiliating. So continuing to clear out your seventh. And letting go of some old ideas about how books happen and what they happen for and who they're for. And just releasing some of the energies from your family and from your past that no longer serve you. Just put these respectfully outside your field. And we bring your energy back to you. And we're going to seal this up for a bit. And I'd really like for you over the next week to go ahead and make the appointment with Destiny sitting there at the table. And just noticing yourself, noticing your own energy, noticing the thoughts and the ideas that show up, and write those down. Notice what you've allowed to stop you, and then ask yourself, do I need this anymore to protect me from starting? And that's going to be an interesting answer. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I hope
you'll
write me later, and if you've got any questions about this, we did do some definite work just now, if you allowed it, but it would. The key is when you sit in that place and you allow yourself to sit there, even if you don't write a word, just notice every single thing that shows up in your field. It's going to be fascinating for you, and then ask yourself, do I want to allow this to continue to stop me? Is it serving me? Or can I let it go? And some things are easy to let go of, and some things are sad because they've been companions. They've kept us safe. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Well, we are going to go to a break right now, but I truly appreciate Diane calling because I think we've all been there where we have something that we want to do, but the fear of our gifts, the fear of people and what they might say about that beautiful baby of ours is frightening. The number to call is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you've been struggling with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that you can't reason yourself out of these emotions. Why? Because these emotions don't come from the logical part of the mind. They are created by the deeper subconscious mind.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Join me for my Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series and learn how you can work with your subconscious mind to overcome your anxiety. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky.
And we're back. This is Sheer Alchemy, and Sheer Alchemy's a challenge because what we're saying is, for every obstacle that surfaces within us, taking a look at where in our field we feel it. And honestly, we feel it, okay? I have things I'll do. I'd rather go get a cup of coffee, turn on a silly TV show, call a friend, anything, rather than sit down and do the thing at hand. This can happen a lot to us. And I don't kid myself about what's going on. Sometimes I'll say, oh, I'm just not feeling it right now. Or, you know, come up with some ridiculous reason as to why I'm not stepping in. I remember one of my favorite goal setter motivational people, Brian Tracy, saying, do it now, do it now, do it now. And I'll think sometimes when I'm not doing it now, What is it that is stopping me? And if you've ever heard yourself use the rationale of, it's the timing, it just wasn't the right time, like somehow something out there is going to dictate the timing within. And of course, there are synchronistic events in this world. There's synchronistic events in space all over the place. So we use that. But again, my show is about telling on ourselves. And the reason we do that is we don't want the ego to get in the way of what it is that's been presented to us. You are a special piece of the universal puzzle. I am too. I meet people at a lot of the metaphysical shows I go to, and they think, well, gosh, should I be a psychic? Should I be a healer? Should I go into Reiki? Should I be a speaker? Should I write a book? And they're all looking outwardly at someone else, trying to figure out, is that where they fit? And I always turn it back around and say, look within. You can observe what others are doing, but what resonates with you? What's clicking with you? So often what I find with us when we're not stepping into our passion, our dreams and desires, is that we're trying to figure out how we become what that person is, or we have the skills, or we develop the skills. If you're in spirit at all, if you're working with guidance at all, I can tell you that it's jump first. It is step into it all first, and more is always revealed. It begins to show up, the events, the money, the opportunities, the clients, you first. I remember toying with the idea of doing teleclasses, which I offer from my website. And I was going, oh, should I do this? Okay, well, what will I do? Well, I began to write out the classes. And then in very short order, after I posted them, clients began calling in and asking about the classes. So I want you to think about what it is that you have held back from stepping into, because you're waiting for outside circumstances to line up first. And this could be that you don't want to put in the money until you have some guarantee of the results. That is a kind of certainty that doesn't operate in this realm. I can tell you, and you probably would agree, that people like Steve Jobs did not see a Mac before they created a Mac. Thomas Edison had not seen a light bulb before he created the light bulb. There are things that have not been seen before that are coming to you, and you go, well, I'm not an inventor. I'm not that great. I'm not that creative. Yes, you are. You have every bit the potential. But think about the very next thought. Is it, well, where will I get the money? Well, who will support me? Well, I'm not this smart. I'm not this creative. I don't have an office. I don't have room. I don't have time. Okay, make a list of all those things. What are they? What are those things that you bring up every single time to stop you? And then tell yourself, I'm doing it anyway. How many books have been written on that topic? Feel the fear, do it anyway. So what is the anyway for you today? What is that obstacle that shows up over and over and over again for you, and you still don't fully step into it? A lot of you, I'm getting so much in your security center about your ability to create your own security. Do not let all or nothing thinking get in your way. I meet a lot of people that think if they step into the spiritual realm, they've got to quit their job. I don't know where we give people this idea. You can be in the corporate world and in the spiritual realm all at the same time. You are not compartmentalized like that. You are carrying your energy field everywhere you go. It's an honor to have that security badge that gets you into that building, carrying that light, carrying that vibration, reaching people that nobody else might reach. So think about where you put the limits on. Money has to come from this source. What if you remove all limits of the finances and where finances come from? Many of us have had major, major changes, and 5 years later we'll say, I am so grateful that my life changed at that time. I had no idea how hard I was holding on to that job, these people, that house, this location, that car, whatever it is. But when we released it, we allowed new things to come in. There's an empty space, a place where we don't know what's going to fill it yet. But often there's a fear of our own ideas that are going to fill that empty space. We truly procrastinate often because we are afraid that we don't have what it takes to create. This is a big, big block for many of us. So this is where I want to bring in the Ascended Masters and the Archangels right now. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and bring them in. We've got a few minutes here to do that. And just, I'd like you to invite them in. There's so many that you can bring in. I bring in, you know, Kuan Yin, Master Jesus, Guru Rinpoche, Serapis Bay, Saint-Germain, Saint-Thérèse. So many that you can bring in. Kutumi, Chwalkul. Take a look. Go out to a website and look at all the Ascended Masters. Hilarion. Bring them in. Bring in the Archangels. Michael, Chamuel, Uriel, Raphael for healing. Bring them in right now into what you're trying to create. Don't just sit there alone. Invite your ministering spirits, the runners, the guides, the teachers. See, we're in a very intentional time right now where we can bring them into our passions and our desires. And whatever it looks like in the empty space, we can choose in this moment to create and to fill it. So what is it that you are creating? What is it that has come to you to do, to step into, to move to write, to sing, to develop? Is there the fear that no one's going to pay you for it? Release that. Is there a fear you don't know where the money's going to come from? Release the limits. Is there a fear that you might get tired and you don't have the stamina? Release the limitation of how long anything takes and how much education it requires. Release it all. It's going to come to you how to create this thing. Then I challenge you to write it down. Write down everything that's coming to you. You want to draw a line down the center of the page on the left side. Write everything that's coming to you. And on the right, if you must, put down all the objections showing up. Everything that's telling you why you can't make it happen now. Is there an urgency that you have applied to it that really doesn't exist? It's funny, we can procrastinate for 2 years about something, and then when we finally get to doing it, I do this all the time. I think I've got to make it happen in a week. Do you do that? Why do you apply that pressure? It's almost an immediate sabotage, an immediate, certainty of failure. So if we fail, what does it do for us? Ah, there's the rub. What does it do for us to fail? Do we go back home with our tail between our legs? Do we quit? Or do we bring in those fabulous masters, archangels, and allow our whole energy field to be transformed, alchemized, shifted, so that we can fully step into all that we are? Take a look at the limits, the beliefs you have that get in the way over and over again. And we'll talk some more about this after the break.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
Hello again. So I hope all of you have been thinking about what you've been procrastinating about, what you've been putting off, what you've decided you're not good enough to create, what you've decided it's not time to do, and identified clearly why. The words "I don't know" are not allowed. Just sit on the couch, sit in your chair until you come up with the answer. You do know why. Sometimes we don't want to know why. Sometimes we don't want to know why it's more comfortable to stay stuck than it is to move forward. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about sheer alchemy. We are talking about a spiritual, energetic shift into all that we are, into all that we create, into all that we can make happen in every moment. A minute is a very long time. If you think about sitting for a minute and fully focusing and really taking a look at your field and seeing what's aligned and what's not aligned with your passion. It is amazing. We have created many comfort zones in our lives because we needed to, because we were in pain, and none of us enjoyed rejection. None of us enjoyed humiliation and shame. There are so many stories any one of us could tell about being humiliated as children when we didn't conform or we didn't think the same way as other people did or we were outside the box. It's so funny to go through the whole process in school of conforming and becoming like others, and then we grow up and go into a creative avenue, whether it's in technology or something else, and everybody's going, "Think outside the box." You know, it's just look at the rhythms of your own life, where many times in life you saw a quicker, faster, easier way to do something, or you were creating something and other people didn't quite understand your process and how you did it. Don't worry about it. Take a look now and ask yourself, do I want those same things holding me back that held me back as a child, as a teenager, holding me back now as an adult? Procrastination is a devastating tool when it comes to the idea that you could reach the end of your life and you never really stepped into all that you are. If you're listening to me and you're listening to this show, this is the opportunity to deal with the core wounds within your field. This is the opportunity to shift out of that. I talk often about this client of mine in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's 82 years old. And she's creating a yoga studio. She's not done. Has she done a few other things in life? You bet she has. She has done a lot. So what is it that is stopping you now? Are your fears outdated? Do they fit a child and not an adult? Do they fit someone who's wounded beyond repair? Or are they relevant to you today? Are you able to bring your logical self and your conscious self back into the driver's seat and say, no, we're going to put that aside for an hour? I'm telling you, for an hour. Why is it that our dreams and our passions can be so painful? If we think about Diane wanting to write a book and we say, sit for an hour with that, and for you it may be something else. Why is that hour so painful? It's one out of 24. That's not much. It really isn't. We all have that hour. So let's commit this week to ourselves. Let's make the commitment that we're going to take 1 hour and we are going to have an idea, inspiration, alchemical blitz. We are going to really let ourselves get that happy. When we're so happy, sometimes we can be very frightened because it feels out of control. But take an hour and let yourself get that happy. Let yourself get that open about your passion, about what you're doing, about what you're creating, about the raise you're going after at work, about the manager you feel guided to speak to, about someone you want to show your written piece to, about someone you want to sing your song to. Be that open. Create. About the new person you're going to invite yourself to. You know, I heard a hilarious story. It's not that funny, but to me it's funny because culturally it's different. But in the UK, it was explained to me that we do not talk to people on the tube. Do they have handcuffs on? Are they all wearing tape over their mouths? No, but it's a rule they have. Like, we don't talk to people. And New York's got its own version of who we do and don't talk to and how we show up and look tough and all that. But think about that. If you felt guided in your spirit to talk to someone on the tube today, what is stopping you from stepping into it? Is it convention? Is it the eyebrows of others looking at you, acting like, wow, he's weird, she's weird, but you're missing your moment? So take that example to other things in your life where instead of doing what you usually do, you step into something new, different, and unique. Don't hold back. Don't keep yourself from stepping into all that you are when you truly have the ability to create that thing now. So how do you find me? It's LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. Definitely visit my website if you'd like to do some energetic work to shift you and bump you into the next iteration of all that you're trying to create. I'm going to be on the road all over the place for the next few months. I'm going to Cincinnati, then I'm going to London, then I'm going to Sydney, Australia, then I'm going to Melbourne, Australia. Then I'll be back stateside again for Raleigh and Chicago. So stay open for where I might be showing up near you. I've got a lot of teleclasses teaching you how to step into all that you are, showing you how to create that thing that's been in your heart for so long in your life. Don't hesitate to reach out, even if you have a question. You matter, and that's my commitment to you. I always respond. Thanks so much for joining me today. This has been a great topic. I thank Diane for being our caller and look forward to speaking with you next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.